Some cultures are better than others. Some fish just can't swim in the same tank. Some folks have a high time preference and feel compelled to just grab the cash and run. So if you're feeling down, or just got woke, go and throw a hate crime hoax. Hate crime hoax. The media loves you the most because it's all the white man's fault. Have yourself a hate crime hoax. Sometimes there's just not enough oppression. Tom Wolfe had this hustle figured out. Diversity is just another grift. Cold hard cash is what it's all about. So if you want the cash, but won't do honest work, go and throw a hate crime hoax. Hate crime hoax. They pay blacks and Jews and Muslims the most. So if you want your hate of whitey subsidized, have yourself a hate crime hoax. Have yourself a hate crime hoax. Have yourself a hate crime hoax.
Welcome to another very special episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. It's so special that we're giving it a name this time. The name is Episode 152. And yeah, you know what that means. It means E3 is here. You excited? I'm not really either. But yeah, I mean, we have a job to do here. I mean, I'll save it until the end so you can tune it out if you're sick of hearing about it from everybody else. Or, you know, you don't fucking care. I mean, plus, conveniently for me, which is all that really matters, I can keep all my notes nice and tidy and chronological. So, I mean, E3 is still happening and whatever. So it's like, yeah, I'll save it. I still have some shit. I only watched a couple of them. Again, I'll get to it at the end, but a couple conferences. But I'll save it till the end. Transparency. Transparency and truth. That's the grunt-free motto, the new one, I guess, for this week. Also a new motto, and maybe we should write some game reviews for our game review website, www.gruntfreepress.com. You could go and read them there. I mean, they're not good. I didn't say anything about doing good reviews, just reviews. Send your feedback to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That also doesn't have to be good either. I mean, I don't really expect it to be. I actually expect it won't be good, the feedback that you send, but yeah, go for it. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. I'm Absolute Deicide all over the fucking place. We got Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, Minds, Gab. I actually thought we were done with Vimeo. I mean, we're still on there, but I thought that was it. I thought last week, I'm like, all right, well, that ran its course, I guess. And I'm like, yeah, I thought I got fucking kicked off of there. Because, yeah, I mean, I uploaded the video version of the show there. And by, again, if you haven't watched the video shit, really, if you listen to this audio, don't bother. I mean, the video version is just fucking, it's just the audio version with the fucking static logo on it, pretty much. So you're not missing anything. But yeah, I was going to upload that. I do it like YouTube and Vimeo. I would upload it in a video, Vimeo. And yeah, I can't sign into it. No, I can't sign into my account over there. So, well, I mean, actually, I uploaded it first. You know, I fucking, it's like, all right, I was like signed in, fucking upload it. Did like the description and all that shit. Then, all right, yeah, whatever. And then fucking go to like save whatever I change, like some, I don't know, fucking some fucking stupid thing, like category or something I put it into. And I go to save that, and then like at the top of the page is saying, oh, your account has been flagged for spam. And like, you're locked out of it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, like, I don't know, you just can't do anything with it. So, I mean, I'm like, spam. It's kind of weird they'd fucking flag me for spam. I mean, I only put up fucking 7 or 8 videos total on there, you know? Of course, it's all just the fucking, you know, episodes of the fucking podcast. It's all it is. So, and yeah, those are all the same exact shit that I have on YouTube. I don't, you know, it's all like, oh, there's the Vimeo. It's, you know, the Vimeo version. It's all the same shit I have on fucking YouTube and YouTube, you know what I mean? I didn't say, oh, is this a spam or some shit, you know? So yeah, I mean, I didn't know exactly for sure what that meant, like fucking spam, but, I'm like, yeah, is that like a fucking mistake on their end or what? I mean, it says, saying like, our automated systems flagged it. So I was thinking like, maybe they have like some like shitty fucking algorithm. It's all the same fucking video. You know, it's the same fucking like still image I'm using. So maybe they saw that, and you know, the thumbnails are all pretty much the same of that. So, it thinks I'm just posting the same shit every week, which is not true. I mean, I work hard on this fucking garbage, believe it or not. And yeah, yeah. So I mean, they give me like a link, like, oh, if you want to dispute this, I mean, fucking here you go. So I did that, but then I'm thinking like, all right, well, if I flag it, like somebody has to actually go through, like somebody on the fucking Vimeo team, like actually has to take the time to manually fucking like really like, all right, what are these videos? You know, like fucking sit there and like listen to them and shit, listen to these fucking things to see if it fits whatever guidelines they have on Vimeo. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, yeah, I was like, all right, I'm probably pretty much fucking done either way there, you know? So yeah, I thought Vimeo was done, but meanwhile, I get some fucking message from YouTube, that was asking me if I wanted to become a YouTube ambassador, and it's like, oh, you know, you could be on the front lines of diversity and change, and, I'm gonna go on a limb and say, fucking, you know, I'm like, fucking, well, yeah, I don't know, I'm like, fucking, my videos on YouTube probably won't be there for long either, not gonna be long for this world, the YouTube world, but... So yeah, a few days later, though, fucking Vimeo sends me a message saying, like, oh, you know, our mistake, I guess, so I can get back into my account for now anyway. I mean, again, we'll see how long that lasts or whatever, what the fuck's going on. But, I don't know, I might have to just come back as a vampire with a Y, fucking vampire. So yeah, that game, Vampire from Don't Nod. Played some of that. I mean, I probably played a good, like, dozen hours or so. I don't know. I don't know. It's not a fucking, like, total fucking train wreck, like, agony or anything like that. It has some cool elements to it, but... It's kind of a boring-ass game, Vampire is. A lot of dialogue. I mean, a lot of fucking dialogue in there. You know, it's a story-heavy... RPG, so I'm like, yeah, I go, even going into it, I'm like, it's probably gonna be a lot of like talking and shit. That's not entirely unexpected, but I mean, holy fucking shit, it's just like fucking, like, feels like most of the game I was just sitting there looking at people's faces as they're fucking talking to me, you know. So yeah, I mean, the game starts off with you waking up from the great sleep from death as a vampire. You're crawling and fucking clawing your way from a pile of dead bodies, and you know, you're all sorts of fucked up, you know, coming back from the dead and all. Yeah, your vision's all blurry, and you know, you're seeing in black and white, and you're fucking red and shit. You're being overwhelmed by your fucking need for blood. So like, it's just like black and white, and then fucking like all the red, just all the blood around you is fucking highlighted. And yeah, because you know, you're a fucking vampire, so that shit like drives you nuts, you know. So yeah, I mean, you grab the first human that you encounter and you fucking rip the bitch's neck open and you drink her blood. But spoiler for the first fucking 5 seconds of the game, it turns out to be your sister that you fucking, you kill. So, you know, what a fucking asshole you are. So, yeah, I mean, the townspeople see you and they chase after you. And, yeah, there's some dedicated vampire hunters in this world here. you know, they're like a gang almost, like fucking, you know, they're trying to fuck you up. So I was coming after you in like a fucking mob with fucking, you know, guns and fucking torches and shit. So you hide in the house and rest up because the sun's going to be coming up soon. And, you know, sunlight hurts vampires. So I'm just like that opening scene there. I'm like, all right, so far this is pretty good. You know what I mean? It's just like the opening. It's like a chase sequence type thing. He's fucking going in and out of houses and running down alleyways and shit. But, well, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, then it gets, yeah, it's a pretty good setup for a game. A typical vampire shit, I was thinking, but it's like, yeah, it's a good setup. Yeah, they get going on. Then I'm playing a little bit more, and it's like, it's getting a little bit talky, and, you know, it's fucking, everybody's talking, old-timey fucking English bullshit, like Interview with a Vampire type thing, you know? I'm like, this could be good, though, like, whatever. Even the combat, when you do, finally, when you're able to try it out, it's all right, we can fight back now, they give you a weapon, like, all right, we'll try it, you know, they're doing, like, almost like a tutorial of fight these guys in the alleyway and shit. Yeah, the combat's fucking like Dark Souls pretty much, or fucking could say Bloodborne in this case, with the setting, the old-timey fucking English setting, and, you know, the blood and all. I guess Bloodborne would be the more apt comparison. I say it's like Dark Souls or whatever, like it really is that type of combat. You click in the stick to lock on, you know, flick it left or right or whatever to change targets. And instead of rolling, they just give you a dash, you know, you just dash in whatever direction you're holding one, the movement stick. But I mean, it really is like the same concept, you know? Yeah, you start off with a knife or something like that, but I mean, you can pick, it's like you end up picking more weapons pretty quickly. It's like, has like a two-handed weapon, like a scythe or whatever. And, yeah, you can two blades. You can dual wheel with one in each hand, or it's like, he has a gun. So you have, like, you know, like a revolver or something like that. So it's like, I can have like a blade in one hand and a gun in the other. So again, it's a lot like fucking Bloodborne, like that. It's not fucking bad, the combat, for that kind of, like, for them doing like a Souls like copying job. It's like, it's pretty good for that. It's not fucking too bad. Kind of challenges too. I mean, you can fucking challenging. I mean, you can die pretty quick, but if you're patient, and when you die, it just kind of like sets you back a little bit. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You can just go and try again. But yeah, so, you know, they have levels too, you know. So yeah, this is an RPG. So you see like the enemies like level above their head. So it's like, this guy's like fucking way higher level. They do the thing where it's like, if the level is showing's green, it'll be an easy fight and shit. Yellow's a little bit harder, and like red's like fucking, you know what I mean? He might be able to take you out in a couple hits and shit. But yeah, you know, if you're just patient, and you learn. Just kind of learn like his attacks, and you learn when to attack and when to fucking dodge and shit. You can kill people that are pretty high up there, a lot higher level than you. Just takes a little bit longer, you know, like that type of thing. You also have vampire abilities because you're a vampire. You're a vampire with a Y. So yeah, there's a big skill tree you can pick from, and I was just looking at it. I mean, I generally stuck with just, you know, some of the more basic ones where it's fucking like, all right, well, here's like a claw attack that just does pretty good damage and shit, just like a swipe. I'm like, let's fucking just keep blowing the damage up of that. Why not, you know? Or like, you know, a shield that fucking absorbs damage, you know, and it's like, yeah, well, that's pretty useful too, you know? They have some kind of like teleportation leap that I thought was, I bought like the first tier of it. I don't know what the fuck that's about, to be honest. It's like, you can fucking go in the shadows and like reappear. When you reappear, you do damage or whatever. But I was like, kept trying it and just didn't. That didn't really work for me, so I don't know what the fuck that was, what that's about. Yeah, then you have like a heal, you just heal yourself, which I mean, that's obviously fucking useful. Yeah, I pumped a lot of points into that, you know, and you know, max health, max stamina. It's kind of the usual fucking boring stuff I get, I guess, so I could, you know, just focus on, like, all right, well, just focus on the fucking combat, you know, just fucking just do normal fucking Dark Souls combat shit and just not some, like, weird, like, if you can throw, like, spears, you know, blood spears or some shit or whatever. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know, just fucking just get in there and fucking beat the shit out of people and heal and just do whatever. So, yeah, so whenever you use those abilities, it uses up blood points, which I think you can only fill those up outside of combat by, like, sneaking up on somebody, like, you know, an enemy before you enter combat and biting them and fucking drinking their blood, or you find, like, rats around, you can eat fucking rats to fill it up and shit. I believe, because that's actually not entirely true. I found, like, this I think that there's more than one. There's like a category of weapons, secondary weapons you can use that'll fill up your blood pool every time you hit somebody with it. So, I don't know why you wouldn't use those. You know what I mean? Like, why would you use something else as, like, you know what I mean, dual wield something else other than the one that fucking fills up your shit when you hit people with it? Fills up your pretty much your magic meter, whatever, mana, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Blood pool. It almost feels like cheating, to be honest. It's like, yeah, you could just be like, all right, I have a sword and I have a fucking gun and that's how I'm gonna play, I guess. Like, that's an option, but I mean, the fucking vampire abilities are pretty fucking powerful. I know why you wouldn't want to just keep using those as much as possible and filling up your shit, but I mean, you can really fucking, like, cheese enemies with the fucking, you know, the setup I had going on, whereas, you know, I had, like, a machete in one hand, and then, like, the second weapon was some kind of, like, hypodermic needle or some shit that had that in the other hand. So, yeah, I mean, that would fucking draw blood from people when you hit them. So, yeah, I mean, doing that, like, it essentially lets you constantly use your abilities. That's, and when you like the needle too, or whatever the fuck it is, it's real fucking quick too, like a quick attack. So you can just almost spam that like real quick over and over, and just keep hitting them and just getting a bunch of fucking blood points, and, you know, use the fucking claw ability, fucking stab them with the fucking thing, use the fucking barrier, you know what I mean, fucking throw your shield up, heal, and it just feels like you're fucking, so, like, that makes it, like, so, like, cheesy, you know what I mean? It almost feels like you're breaking the game, but I'm not sure about that. Maybe I'm just good, because I don't know. I was just thinking, like, well, I could just use, I'll try out the scythe or whatever. Two-handed scythe. I fucking hate pronouncing that word. The two-handed sickle. I'm like, this would be a cool weapon to get good at and just, like, pump all my fucking points into this fucking thing. But then it's like fucking, like, well, I just, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I can only do, like, claw, you know, use, like, the claw ability, like, twice, and then I have to, like, go around looking for fucking rats and shit. Yeah, like, afterwards, like, after you're done with the fight. So, yeah, it's like, I don't know, that just seems like the way to go. Using the fucking two-handed, dual-wielding fucking a weapon that fucking sucks up the blood and whatever else, you know what I mean? Yeah, so the combat in Vampire, it's not bad, right? So, I'm like, it's pretty good, you know what I mean, for like a B tier of that, you know what I mean, of, like, you know, like the fucking the Surge or whatever. The Surge was kind of weird with that, and, you know, a lot of games kind of take away from the fucking the Dark Souls thing, but I'm like, you know, fucking Vampire is pretty, did a decent job, like, copying it pretty much, but it's too bad it's not a fucking action RPG, you know what I mean. Yeah, if it was just like a B tier fucking low budget Bloodborne that was fucking mostly fighting and had like very, very few like story beats to it, it'd be like, yeah, it'd be pretty cool. It'd be a decent job, you know, just a fucking clone of that almost. With its own thing going. You know, its own thing going for the story and shit. Like, it'd be fine if it was an action RPG, but it's not. It's, you know, it's one of those talky RPGs. It's almost like a fucking B-tier BioWare game, you know what I mean? Where you just talk to so many fucking people. Like, it seems like everybody in fucking London, it seems like. Yeah, it's not particularly interesting conversation either. Your character was a war doctor before you get the old vampire bug there. And yeah, he still is. He's, you know, he's like, oh, well, I may be a vampire. I'm still a doctor, though. So, you know, it's like that concept's kind of neat. You know, there's some fucking Jack the Ripper type stuff going on there where, you know, there's a plague spreading in the city, and the plague's actually vampires. But, you know, there's just, you know, just also just, you know, general illnesses people are coming down with there in like London or whatever. So you have to like talk to each one of them and to get their everybody you talk to, you just get their fucking entire life story apparently. Really, like, every fucking person, it's like they give you the same choices, and it's like, oh, here's the dialogue tree of the of these choices to pick from. Like, what do you want to ask them? It's all the same shit for everybody, pretty much, over and over again, like the same shit. Tell me about London, you know. Woke up, no, I don't like this city, fucking, you know what I mean? I don't. You know, what's your personal history? And then they fucking go off on some fucking diatribe about their time in the war, and it's like, ah, they don't like this person, this other person that you fucking talk to, or you could talk to, and it, half the choices too, it's like fucking like, oh, I need a clue, like you can't pick this to ask him, like it's that dialogue choice is grayed out. It's like, oh, well, you have to get like a clue, and by getting a clue, it usually means you have to go talk to another person, asking them the same questions, and then they'll fucking refer to the person that you're talking to before, and then that unlocks like some lines of dialogue. It's a fucking, I don't know, like I said, I'm not really sure about this fucking game. I mean, like sometimes it'll be like, oh, you have to find, like, you'll find a letter or some shit to learn more about them, like just like lying in the fucking in one of the level somewhere. It's like, oh, you pick it up and it's a level from this or what about that person that you're trying to talk to. It's like, all right, that unlocks some dialogue choices and shit, but, yeah, it's just fucking back and forth, talking to the same people about the same shit over and over again. I'm fine with some fucking story, but Jesus Christ, I mean, these people just that you're talking to, they're just not that interesting. Yeah, they're all kinds of fucking monotone, like same fucking speech pattern. Every one of them, it just kind of puts you to sleep, and just very short lines, like one after the other. You're talking to, it's like fucking like, I ask them like a one line question, they give you a one line answer, and all right, go back. Yeah, same shit, just back to the wheel, same shit. It's just a shitload of them, just hours of that. And yeah, just, you know, after like talking to a few of them, I'm like, dude, I just don't fucking care. You know, it's the same shit. It's just fucking dull. It's like, well, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm getting fucking bored. And then like, all right, well, you know, pick up some mission. It's like, all right, I gotta stop talking to these fucking people and just go off on like a side mission and just go fight a few fucking ghouls or whatever for 5 minutes. It's like, all right, that was all right. Again, the combat's okay. And then it's like, oh, back to the dialogue, back to fucking Dullsville, I guess. Yeah, it seems like, you know, it does seem like there's some cool shit buried in there that they're doing in Vampire, but they have the map separated into different districts, and you can see every fucking NPC on like a list of, here's a list of like every, you know, like friendly NPC in this district. Each one of them, and yeah, it's like, you know, then like, oh, what's their status is, you know, if they get, you know, it shows like, oh, this person's sick, you know, if they're sick, you can go, all right, well, I can go fucking talk to them. It's kind of cool they do that too. They have like a, I think it's like you click in the right or the left stick, and it's like, all right, well, here's like vampire vision, you know, it's like fucking, almost like Batman, like detective vision, where it goes to kind of like black and white again, and then like fucking see people like highlighted will be red, and it's like red dots, and then if you look towards them, it's like, oh, you can see like their name and shit and blah blah blah. So it just makes, as they're like they're wandering around and shit, like, you know, they have like their own little AI routines they're doing, So yeah, I'll fucking, I gotta find this particular person, and like fucking, it's gonna be a pain in the ass. We're all over the place and shit. It's like, all right, well, let's fucking throw that on. You see through walls and shit. It's like, oh, there he is. And, like, I think that's pretty cool. That's kind of a cool thing to do. They needed it too in this fucking game. But yeah, so I mean, you'll see, like, if you bring up like the district tab of like, all right, well, this person's sick. You go fucking go find them, find out what the problem is, and then yeah, it's like, all right, well, this person has this fucking disease or whatever. It might just be like a fucking like headache or whatever the fuck. Who knows? Fucking bronchitis, some shit like that. So yeah, then it's like, all right, so again, you're a fucking Dr. Vampire, so it's like, all right, well, I guess if I have like the materials, the right fucking you know, fucking empty glass vial and, you know, whatever, two fucking kinds of medicine, so yeah, I'll go mix up a cure for this guy's whatever, headache or whatever. Then, you know, you can talk to me, give him the cure. It's like, all right, well, now this guy's like, he's better, so then that'll contribute to the district's overall health. So it's like, you know, if there's too many sick people, it's like, oh, this district is fucking going into chaos or whatever. So it's like, yeah, all right, so you do that and you just kind of make him healthy, or, you know, if there's a bunch of sick people there, it starts devolving and, you know, just it's again, it just goes into like whatever, fucking more dilapidated, whatever, more fucking stricken, plague stricken, whatever. I don't know exactly what happens if it gets like too bad, if it gets like real bad. I'm not sure. Again, I haven't really fucking played that much of it to see, but I imagine it's not good for them. So yeah, you have the option to I think you can every NPC that you talk to in the game, whenever you talk to them, you have the option to mesmerize them, which is a great System of a Down album. So he's, you know, he gives like a, like whatever, press like left trigger to memorize what the fuck it is. But you know, you have to have your persuasion level, whatever the fuck, yeah, it's like a separate thing in the skill tree, I think. It's like, oh, here's your persuasion or mesmerize level. If that's high enough, it's compared to them, like different people have different levels of that. It's like, all right, well, you do that, you can lure them down some dark and secluded fucking alley somewhere and fucking murder them and fucking drain their blood. And drink it, because again, you're a vampire. So yeah, I mean, that's one of those deals where it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's cool that you can do that. And it's like, well, I'd probably do that if I was doing like a second playthrough. Maybe I'd probably do that just to fucking murder everybody. But again, for going through the first time, I'm just trying to play it like straight, so I can kind of get most of the story, you know, not fucking kill all the NPCs, so I have nobody to talk to. I'm just fucking running around killing them, which actually probably wouldn't be a bad idea, but I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt that this story is going somewhere eventually. Just fucking painful to go through. Again, I'm like, oh, I want to check out the story, but if only this was an interesting story, that'd be fucking nice. But I mean, I have heard people say that it's a fucking, it's like, oh, you know, the game's a slow start and it'll get better the longer you play and shit, but it is really, it's just, again, the first 10, 12 hours, like, man, this is really fucking slow. Like, it's just not interesting to me. Again, I'm like, I don't know, a dozen hours or so in, it's just a fucking struggle to convince myself to keep playing it. I mean, just the thought of fucking sitting through more of the fucking dialogue, and that's pretty much where I'm at with Vampire. You know, it's not much of a in-depth thing, but I just haven't, again, played for like a dozen hours. Now I'm just fucking like, I don't know if I want to. It's just like, I have other stuff I could be playing rather than this shit. So, again, it's just really fucking middle of the road, I think. Again, not bad, not horrible, but just fucking not. I just can't muster up the fucking courage to fucking like gonna be sitting through dialogue for fucking hours that I don't fucking care about. So yeah, I almost wish that it wasn't a fucking RPG, you know what I mean? Not that the RPG elements are fucking bad or anything, just if it was more fucking straightforward would be nice. More of a fucking Bloodborne clone with a, yeah, if it was, you know, just stuck with the, it's like, all right, we're going to make like a Bloodborne type thing with a more story to it, like more like straightforward, like explicit story, rather than trying to be like, you know, you have no idea what the fuck's going on in Bloodborne. I'm just like, no, we're just going to have like a bunch of, you know, it's just going to be like a more traditional fucking story, but with Bloodborne combat, and just get rid of like, oh, if we have to have this, these fucking RPG dialogue trees and blah, blah, blah. You know, I think I'd like it more. less micromanagey. I'd just be like, yeah, if it was like something like that, I'd be more inclined to keep playing. Like if it was like fucking like, oh, it's a dozen hours, I felt like I was almost done with it or whatever. Like at least if it was just progressing past, like, I'm just kind of like stuck in the first like two districts I've been in. I'm just like, oh, I have like a million people I still have to talk to or whatever. I mean, like, or like dialogue choices and shit that I got to go through before I probably move on to the next one. So, you know, just get rid of the fucking like crafting and shit like that. Like, yeah, it just seems really useless. Like, it's like, oh, we have crafting in the game. Like, it's just there to be a pain in the ass. I guess that's most fucking crafting systems in most games. I guess it feels like that, where it's like, I don't know, here's a bunch of shit and fucking, yeah, you can waste some time figuring it out, and then you can waste some time trying to fucking find whatever specific fucking materials you need. You know what I mean? Yeah, one more thing that pisses me off about fucking Vampire, then we'll move on. Yeah, I mean, because there is crafting, it's like, all right, well, you have to find fucking materials, you know what I mean? So good old maths. So it's like, yeah, they have you like searching chests and bookshelves and containers and shit. And what they do is you're not doing like the fucking vacuum cleaner thing and fucking tugging every wall and pressing A on everything to see if you can fucking open up like certain bookshelves or whatever, or cabinets and shit. Yeah, they make the searchable containers flash, like they'll just like flash for a second white, you know? So yeah, a lot of games do that, and that usually works fine. Or it's just like, all right, well, fucking shit flashes, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, I can see, I know what the fuck I can pick up. But whatever it is in fucking Vampires, the fucking, the lighting, the way everything looks kind of wet in general, it's almost fucking useless. It's fucking, I'm just like, all right, I saw something flash, but did I, you know, did that fucking cabinet just flash? So it's like, all right, well, now I got to sit here for like 30 seconds and no, it didn't. Yeah, you know, it's like, no, that's just a fucking cabinet that I can't fucking interact with. It was just, you know, just the fucking alias thing on the fucking thing was white, or, you know what I mean? Or just whatever, just fucking just happened to look wet for a second when I turned the camera, but now I don't know. So, you know, you end up fucking doing the fucking hugging the walls and like, all right, what the fuck, like, you know what I mean, what can I grab, what's a chest I can search and shit. I don't know, it's a vampire thing, I guess, something like that. I don't know if that was a joke or I have no idea, but I'm gonna take a break and I will be back and we'll move on from the vampire with a Y.
On tang clun tang na, krang prat man chang.
Bong ai plek hao ye, krang tha prat thai at tet ni, chun on ta da le nu ai.
Oh man, bong nat ken hao, krang ni, a tat ni, bong chop ra vul, pra hot ni nyet na hao, cham thai at tet krai, chong na on na.
Be it right?
Oh,
Welcome back, and moving on, as promised. So yeah, I get a little Steam update on their policies. A couple weeks back, I went on a bit of a rant about how Steam was going down the shitter with, they were just getting more strict about curating the games on there, sending fucking warning letters to hentai games, telling them to censor their sexy cartoon pussies, and you know, the whole agony thing we won't talk about. I think we talked about that enough fucking the last one. Yeah, it seems like Gabe might be a GFPP listener. Because, yeah, I mean, Valve put out a statement saying that they were fucking up and they were going to, they're going to allow any and all games on their platform. As long as it's not illegal content, which will, of course, vary depending on where the fucking user is, I guess. I'm not going to fucking repeat all that shit, but yeah, I mean, they basically said fucking, like, you know, we're not going to go down the road of trying to be the fucking, you know, be a console-like fucking platform, and we're going to let the fucking users decide what they want to play, you know what I mean? Effectively, they're just going back to what they were known for, you know what I mean? Fucking just free market fucking chaos, pretty much. Just fucking, like, you know, it's like, there's a lot of shit on fucking Steam, but whatever, you know what I mean? Like, people find what's good or what's not or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, that does sound like a win, right? Or, I don't know, a small victory. I think that's a small victory, I would say. I mean, they're not going fucking full-blown fucking state-controlled communism, so that's good. That's a good thing. And, yeah, naturally, all the fucking mainstream gaming media fucking people fucking hate that. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, why won't they be more fucking strict? And, you know, why won't they fucking be the fucking morality fucking police? All, you know, all those fucking people, all the fucking mainstream fucking gaming journalists want that shit. Make sure and nothing goes against their interests getting through. You know what I mean? They don't want that shit. Nothing. The shit that they're pushing, they want to fucking control everything, and they want, you know what I mean? They want to control the market and the fucking, you know what I mean? And the market and the marketing, pretty much, is how it goes. Is how that works. And coincidentally, too, if they have, like, fucking people at all these companies that are like, oh, these are the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're just here to make sure nothing bad gets through. Like, a job like that, I mean, that's a fucking extra useless fucking job for them, for their fucking elitist fucking Puritan buddies can fucking excel at that profession. Or, you know, or if they want to, it's like, oh, well, if this fucking journalism, like game reviewing journalism thing doesn't work, oh, I can just go to fucking Valve or, you know, Nintendo or Microsoft and just tell them what they can't, you know what I mean? Be the fucking their nanny. Yeah, so it's perfect for them too. Funny that, isn't it? Fucking, more jobs for faggots. More jobs for faggots is pretty much what it comes down to. So yeah, you know, eventually I saw shit written about it. I mean, stop me if you've heard this one before. Again, it's like every fucking outlet, like, you know, like fucking whatever the fuck, IGN, fucking whoever, fucking, I'm sure fucking Kotaku, Poly, the usual fucking faggot suspects, all of them have the same fucking reaction where they're just like, oh, dude, Valve fucked up. You know, they need more fucking regulations. You know, it's like when we say, you know, if we fucking start publishing articles that a game needs to be fucking taken down, it just needs to be taken down. You know, that would be, that again, that would be fucking comical and a laughable fucking transparent attempt to give themselves more fucking power and shit and make them more, the opposite of obsolete, more make them more relevant, you know what I mean? More fucking more of a player in the fucking video game fucking industry. But it's, it would be fucking funny, but you know, I just assume that everybody's a fucking retard now, and they can't see the shit that's like right in front of their faces. And I'm usually not wrong about, so yeah, I mean, everybody's probably a fucking retard. Just, you know, just like how the fuck these people have like any sort of fucking credibility left, or at least, you know, the fucking, at least, you know, if they're going to be like that, like at least have the fucking, the tact to not like blatantly show that they're just like a bunch of fucking hive mind shitheads. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing. Like it just doesn't seem to bother them at all. Like that must be nice. Just be like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit, but whatever, man, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Like, you know what I mean? That's fucking, must be fucking great. The best of it, I mean, the worst fucking reaction that I saw anyway was that fucking Game Informer. And surprisingly, it actually wasn't by JV, I suck dick to prove I'm not fucking homophobic, Waltney. Game Informer is that our take bullshit under the already fucking biased article that they have, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, oh, here's the article that's whatever, pretty much everybody else runs it. Then, oh, here's our take on it, which is, you know what I mean, just fucking more like straight up, just fucking, oh, no, this is not, it's just like editorial on every fucking article, but shit. Controller just fell down. I hope it didn't fucking break. I'd be fucking pissed. But yeah, it's fucking, So that's what Game Informer is. Like, oh, here's the article with the fucking already shit in there, but here's our editorial section. Our take. The new Game Informer site looks like, their website looks like shit, by the way. So some fucking Muslim fucking goat fucker. I'm not even gonna fucking attempt to pronounce the guy's name. But yeah, he's fucking writes that shit, and then he says like fucking, oh, you know, Valve's stubborn decision to let the free market magically use its invisible hand to sort things out is foolish. You know what I mean? It's fucking, oh, you're just gonna let people like pick what they want to fucking play and shit. Like, dude, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, pretty might as well say, yeah, I'm a full blown fucking Marxist, and all games on Steam must be Sharia fucking compliant, more or less. You know, it's like, dude, fuck you. So yeah, I mean, the Valve statement should be good if they're pissing off the right fucking people, you know? You would think of like fucking, well, that's pissing off these fucking losers, so that's fucking a good thing, but really, all they're really doing is like, well, we're just going to go back to how we were doing it before, but I mean, now the developers, you know, it's like fucking, but we did fucking put it out there for whatever, like a few days is what we were going to do. We're just fucking like, oh no, we're just going to, anything that's fucking hate speech or whatever the fuck they were, you know what I mean? It's all going to go, like, you know, like that type of thing. But then like, oh, they walk it back. But now the fucking developers, they're going to be fucking second guessing themselves about what they're going to be putting in their games, because I mean, they've shown that they'll fucking, They're not above like drastically changing their fucking policies. Like literally like one day they can just be like, oh, we're going to change it now. Like, you know what I mean? And then like, oh, we'll walk it back a little bit. Like if that's what they're going to do. Again, you're going to get people, I'm going to make a game, but what if I don't want to be too whatever extreme, or oh, this might offend somebody, you know what I mean? So, you got that going on. And they also fucking have like the added stipulations, like, oh, it's the same thing that we're doing before, but you know, the added stipulation that they can pull their game down if it's meant to, I think they worded it saying if it's obvious trolling, we're going to pull it down too. So what the fuck does that mean? Like, what does that mean? What does fucking like trolling even fucking like mean? You know what I mean? They might as well say they'll pull it down if it contains hate speech. You know, if it's fucking just fucking, it's just like a nonsense word that fucking means nothing. This is pretty much like anything that people don't like is fucking, they just, oh, it's trolling. Oh, you're a troll. You said something that I don't like. It goes against the grain. Oh, you must be a fucking troll. You know what I mean? Whatever. I mean, whatever. That's fucking, it's enough fucking Steam shit. I'm out of Steam on Steam, put it that way. On a more positive note, there's a new Hitman game coming out in November. I fucking love Hitman. And, even better, it's going to be a full fucking release, like a full game they're releasing. Which is, you know, what a novel idea, you know what I mean, to fucking release a complete game all at once. That last Hitman game there was released in little episodes every month or so. It's like, ah, here's episode one, and then fucking, like, whatever, it's like a different level, like a new level every, I think it was like every month they were doing it. And yeah, I mean, as much as I like the series, as much as I like it, I still haven't played the fucking last one. Because, yeah, when it was new, when it was coming out in chunks like that, and I'm not really a fucking fan of that format. It's just too much of a commitment, really. Just fucking, like, remembering to check up on the fucking game every month. You know, it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be doing in a month as far as fucking games go. I fucking might be playing fucking on a clock tower binge of, like, guys, we've had a fight. It's just like, I want to play every fucking clock tower. You know, it's like, who fucking knows, you know what I mean? So I'll fucking forget about that shit and then just whatever, not play shit that I paid for. So yeah, I do that shit with, like, the Telltale games too, of like, this fucking episode one was really cool, and then fucking like, episode two came out, okay, and then like fucking like 6 months later of like, three and four, you know what I mean? So I just fucking forget about that shit. So yeah, so with the last Hitman game, I was thinking, like, well, I don't want to do that, so maybe I'll wait until, like, all the episodes are out and I'll play it, but then I forgot about that. It's fucking, it's like, all the episodes are out, and I just forgot about it, so I forgot the game fucking existed until, like, this week. So there you go. Yeah, plus I kept hearing about these fucking... You know, people would be talking about that game, like, the game's, you know, that last Hitman's great, and they were talking about, they have, like, these live events in the game. That's a big fucking trendy thing to do now, where it's fucking, you know, it's like, we have these limited time levels and fucking special rewards and shit, and, you know, that's supposed to keep you playing, you know what I mean? Keep you in these games of, like, I don't want to miss this fucking live event, so I got to play it this week or whatever. It's only available for this week, is what they're going for. But to me, it's just fucking like, well, it's like, I'm gonna fucking miss something eventually, so fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even gonna bother. Like, it's like, I'm not. Again, I just have trouble with fucking commitments, I guess. So yeah, I still want to play that last fucking Hitman game, though. It's supposed to be good, so. Yeah, the new one that just showed, like, a little trailer. It's like, it just looks like more Hitman. And again, I'm fucking whatever. I'll check it out. Yeah, they released more Far Cry, an expansion to Far Cry 5 that was set during the Vietnam War. And yeah, it really is more Far Cry. It's just smaller scale and with a Vietnam skin, pretty much, which sounds fucking fantastic, because as I've said, I mean, just Far Cry is pretty much just the retelling of fucking Heart of Darkness or Apocalypse Now over and over again. Plus we still haven't had a great fucking Vietnam War game. So yeah, is Far Cry the expansion? There is it? It's called Hours of Darkness. I just realized it's called fucking Hours of Darkness, which is a play on fucking Heart of Darkness. I'm a fucking retard. It is pretty close. So yeah, I mean, pretty much confirms what I've been saying. But I'm still a fucking retard. But yeah, so is this expansion all that we could hope for? Is it the new fucking Vietnam game, or like the culmination of Far Cry, you know what I mean? The fucking just like, they're really gonna fucking just go straight up fucking Apocalypse Now. Is it that? Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I don't know. It's short. I played through it. I beat it in like 3 hours. I was actually trying my damnedest to do fucking everything in there, like 100% it. Do like all the side missions, get all the collectibles, that type of thing. It still only took me like 3 hours. I got like 98% of it, and I wasn't going to be fucking anal, but like, I missed like two fucking lighters that you can find. Like, I'm like, I don't know, dude, I'm not going to fucking bother doing that. So, close enough, I think I would say. So yeah. In this expansion, your helicopter gets shot down in the jungle, and you get captured, and then you fucking, whatever, end up escaping. You have to get to an extraction point, and that's pretty much it. Just fucking just get to this extraction point. That's it for your objectives and the story, really. It's just fucking, that's all it is. I mean, they give you side activities to do, like you can rescue your squad mates that were with you, when your helicopter went down, and then like, they become your companions, like in the main Far Cry 5 game. You know, you have like companions that'll help you out, but they in here they really don't have much personality or anything like that, or even like different like abilities. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh, this guy fucking flies a helicopter for you. This guy like does whatever. It's just you know, they're just fucking like two more guns pretty much that fucking follow you around, and their AI is pretty bad. So yeah, you can go and save prisoners, or you can liberate outposts. Again, it's pretty much just the standard Far Cry stuff. But I think there's only like five total outposts in there, which is four or five, which is nothing. And they're real fucking small too. It all kind of just kind of blends together to become like fucking like, I don't know, I'm just fucking running through the fucking jungle doing stuff, I guess. But I mean, that's fine. It's still not really the breakout NOM game I was hoping for. I mean, I wasn't really fucking hoping. I wasn't thinking it was going to be like this big epic fucking Vietnam story or anything like that. But it's like, oh, cool. You know, Far Cry and NOM should be cool. I mean, they put in the fucking the rice paddies, the fucking rat tunnels and all that shit. But yeah, it feels a little bit flat. You know, just something about like just the map and shit. It's just like how the trees are and shit. It's still built off like the open world, like Far Cry base game, obviously. So, yeah, that engine or whatever, it's clearly meant for just like these big, like wide open spaces and shit. So, yeah, it never feels like claustrophobic of like, the fucking jungle's all around me. I can, you know what I mean? Like that type of thing. Yeah, you know, even when you're in the fucking, like the tunnels and shit, like, it's like, I'm in these tunnels, but they're not very just detailed. It's just like these wooden dirt fucking hallways pretty much, and no fucking booby traps, nothing like that. I think fucking Platoon on NES maybe did a better job at that. Yeah, I think to do Vietnam right, they probably have to like build something like from scratch of like, okay, well, we're going to build like a fucking Vietnam game and really get into, you know what I mean, the fucking how this is going to work, you know, like, yeah, like this, like the fucking Far Cry expansion. And, even like, you know, when, Battlefield did it, there's a Bad Company too, when they did had like their like Vietnam fucking expansion, this is like multiplayer maps and shit. It had like the same type of problem. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this just feels like really open and just, you know what I mean? It's not quite, it's got to be like real fucking like detailed and shit. You probably need like specialized, preferably, you know, it'd be like just state of the art, you know what I mean? State of the art, like jungle physics or whatever. And you have to fucking figure out a way to make it so, you know, not being able to see like 2 feet in front of you is like, that sort of thing, like make that work. But I don't know, someday maybe. Hours of Darkness. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it was kind of neat to get back into that world, but it's still Far Cry plus NOM, and that's about it. That's what it is. I mean, it's fine. I mean, if you just want to fucking dick around for a few hours of darkness, it's pretty good. Now we're gonna dip into the E3 portion of the show, because E3 happened again. I think it's still happening. I've only watched a couple of them. We're gonna have to fucking split this up a little bit weird. I know this is like part one of like the E3 fucking thing, but whatever. Who cares? The disclaimer I give every year is this is the third year we're doing it. Is all of what I talk about with E3 is fucking easily accessible on fucking literally every other fucking gaming show out there. You're probably gonna hear the same shit, so you're probably sick of hearing about the same shit over and over again, same fucking announcements and all that. But I'm sick of hearing about it pretty much. But yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm gonna take the time to watch like all the fucking, just like the Raw conferences, you know what I mean, just fucking just straight up like, here's the fucking the conference that they're putting on. I'll watch them all, you know what I mean, which is a Herculean task. Probably, it's probably the hardest I work on the show all fucking year. I'm going to watch, like, I don't know, what is it? It'll probably come up to, like, 12 hours of just fucking awful fucking conferences. But, then I'll take that and just boil it down to very fucking brief recaps of each one. Just kind of, like, hitting on the things that I find fucking interesting or fucking notable for one reason or another. So, yeah, I'm not going to fucking mention, like, I don't know, Kingdom Hearts, probably, because I don't give a shit, or, you know, some fucking card game or something like that. Like, I don't fucking care. But anyway, it's curated cliff notes for you, is what it is, you know, with my fucking expert analysis, so, and we'll get through it as quickly and as painlessly as possible on your end, because I went through the pain, so you don't have to. Yeah, so I only watched two of them so far, EA and Bethesda. So that's what we're going with this week, EA and Bethesda. And yeah, we'll save the rest for when it's fucking nice and old and stale. And again, you've heard it a million times. That's what we do here. That's our work ethic. Just fucking, hey, Grunt Free Press. It's old and stale, pretty much. Really more descriptive than I would like it to be. And yeah, and I'll mention some of the fucking the random announcements from like around E3. Too, like, not really at the conferences. They do have just like a lot of shit that comes out. For instance, Dead or Alive 6, and then, you know, I fucking love Dead or Alive. Yeah, and IGN showed like 10 minutes of it, pretty much, and they had an interview with one of the developers, some fucking Japanese guy that's not Itagi. You know, Itagi was that cool dude with the sunglasses that kind of looks like Tommy Wiseau. And yeah, he's gone. He's fucking not a Team Ninja anymore. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I think he made like some shitty fucking, was it like Wii U game or something? It was fucking real bad. So yeah, that guy, he was like the main guy over there. You know, he was the main fucking credited director or whatever for all the previous Dead or Alive games and the newer Ninja Gaiden. He did like Ninja Gaiden, you know, the Xbox One and fucking Ninja Gaiden 2 and shit. Oh yeah, he's not there anymore. So again, it's kind of worrying. yeah, for what they've shown for the new Dead or Alive, looks like they're playing it pretty safe. I mean, if looks very much, it's like, hey, that's Dead or Alive. You know what I mean? Just fucking, it looks better and shit. And, you know, they kind of toned down from what they showed. Like, they weren't really focusing on any like giant jiggly fucking titties, or that wasn't as promising as I would have liked. Yeah, they were showing like Kasumi, and she's in like some armored fucking wetsuit or whatever, and she's fucking like almost like completely covered up. So, and yeah, I mean, the guy doing the interview for IGN, some faggot in a fucking Hawaiian shirt, he was asking about that. He's like, oh, you know, you're going to be doing, it looks like you guys aren't really focusing on like the you know, the TNA or whatever. And yeah, they gave, the developer, they gave like some coy response of just like, well, you know, there's still going to be a shitload of, it's going to be a different, you know, different costumes in the game. Don't worry about that. So again, I'm not ready to fucking say that they've fucking caved completely on like sexy anime girls just yet. And I'm thinking they probably made like a conscious decision to have like, all right, well, we're just going to show like, you know, the costumes and shit. They're just like cover up all the girls pretty much when they were showing it to fucking faggot journalists in the fucking US anyway. And they gave some a non answer too about like, you know, the amount of like DLC that's going to be in the game, like the DLC costumes and shit. Yeah, I mean, they gave the old, like, well, we're not really talking about DLC right now. Like, we're just going to focus on the game that's shipping. So I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that's most likely going to be, that means there's going to be another, like, fucking $200 worth of fucking costumes and shit coming for DLC. And I'm sure one of them will be just like a string, pretty much, that's going to cover Tina's ass crack and her nipples, and that's about it. So I'm actually fine with that. I fucking have some people who are like, fucking, oh, it's looking so much DLC, it's a ripoff. It's like, dude, like everything they did in fucking Dead or Alive was just like costumes, you know what I mean? Yeah, I bought almost fucking all the DLC for fucking Dead or Alive. It was quite a bit of fucking money I dropped. I fucking love that game because, you know, that game was fucking awesome. And, again, it's not like I felt like, oh, dude, I need fucking whatever, some stupid cat fucking costume for somebody. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, I mean, it wasn't like, I'm buying like new game modes or whatever, anything like that. I mean, it was all cosmetic shit. You know, it's just fucking dumb shit. Doesn't really affect the game in any way. And you know, it's like fucking, it's like, oh, you don't, you know, if you don't want to buy it, don't fucking buy it. But, you know, it's just like, yeah, you know, I played fucking hundreds of fucking hours of fucking Dead or Alive 5. And it's like, oh, I want to fucking support it. You know what I mean? So, Simple as that. Again, it's not like they're fucking like locking away, like fucking like, oh, here's, you know, then put out like a half-assed game and then be like, oh, well, we're gonna, there's more to it, you know, there's more stages or there's more fucking like whatever. I don't even think they had fucking like characters that were fucking, you had to buy, you know what I mean? It wasn't like content like that. I'm pretty sure it was just all just like, oh, it's just all cosmetic bullshit. That fucking, you know what I mean? If you just want to play the game, it's fine. But, yeah, what I thought was, what I thought was really cool about that what they were showing they were showing like the focusing on like the training mode, you know, the Dead or Alive fucking training mode. It's the best. I think it's really the best fucking training mode in any fighting game I fucking play. It really shows you like how to play the game. It's just about every fucking combo and mechanic that you can pull off for every single character, you know what I mean? It's not just fucking like, oh, here's like the general, like, whatever, rules of the game, and like, I don't know, figure it out on your own. Like, they don't fucking do that, you know? It's like any character that you pick is like, here's every specific, like, you know, combo and shit you can do with them. So it's like, yeah, you do that, and it's like, okay, well, now I know what the inputs are for these fucking, those crazy, like, 20-hit combos, and, you know, you can just fucking sit there and practice all day long and shit, and, yeah, maybe you'll get it on like the 200th attempt of like trying to pull it off and get the timing right. But even if there's fucking no way in hell that you'd ever remember it and be able to pull it off in a real match or anything, it's like, at least when you, yeah, at least, you know, if you're playing, you get your fucking ass handed to you online by some fucking, you know, FGC fucking wizard, at least you know what they were doing. You know what I mean? It's like, I know like the combo they were going for and they pulled it off and shit. And, you know, it just doesn't look like they just fucking pressed a bunch of buttons and fucking made some fucking mess that they fucking, or they're fucking glitching the game out or anything like that. It's like, oh, you know what they did, you know how hard it was to fucking, you know how much they practiced and how hard it was to fucking pull that shit off. So it's like, all right, well, whatever, dude. I get my ass kicked, but I fucking appreciate what they did. Because I know what I was trying to do the same bullshit. I just suck more than them, pretty much. I can live with that. So yeah, I mean, yeah, nothing like too different or exciting from what they showed. It's just fucking, just the game looks fucking great. The lighting is fucking really good and shit. And just, they were showing like the same characters, kind of the same moves type of deal. And there's some blood in there. I'm just showing like, you know, people getting like punched in the face and fucking blood coming out of their fucking mouths. Like that's new. That's a first, but it's fucking, yeah, dude, fucking more Dead or Alive, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking, dude, again, I love that pretty much the whole series. I fucking love since the first one. Fucking played them all, and I love those games. Again, I suck at fighting games. That's like one fighting game I'm like one level above completely sucking. Like, even though I played like hundreds of hours, I won't say I'm terrible at it. Like, at least I'm like, god, again, because I've done the training mode so much, it's like, well, I understand the systems of that game and shit, so I'm okay. I'll say that for Dead or Alive. Top of the bottom of the barrel. So, all right, let's do the E3 thing. E3 2018, starting off with EA. Yeah, I don't know. Again, these are just fucking notes I wrote. I was just fucking watching the conference. Yeah, so EA's conference. I don't know who the fuck the bitch was that they had hosting, but Jesus Christ, they're just boring as shit. Some fucking broad, and just, you know, the introducer. I don't know her fucking name. Just, oh, you may know her from the gaming community. Do I? Who the fuck is this? It's, nope. It's fucking, and then they show, every time they showed the fucking the audience and the fucking, that this thing, they're all fucking middle-aged white dudes in the audience. So where's the representation there? You know, I don't think I saw one black face or woman in the audience. Yeah, they showed some Battlefield 5 multiplayer, talking about there's going to be no loot boxes, no premium passes, which is good. Talking about Battle Royale. All right, again, I'm probably like the only person in the world who hasn't played a fucking Battle Royale game yet. And yeah, I think that was wise, you know what I mean, of me like skipping that, because now it's fucking like, oh, well, I haven't played, I don't have, you know what I mean, I'm not going to be one of these people like, oh, I'm so used to whatever the fuck, Fortnite or the other one there, fucking Battle Royale, it's called Battle Royale, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds or whatever. It's fine, I'm not going to have like that in my head, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, no, it's like, oh, I'm just going to play the Call of Duty and fucking Battlefield fucking ones, and that's it. No janky fucking garbage, hopefully. So So yeah, and then they're doing talking about more. They're gonna have more bigger fucking expanded operations from what they did in Battlefield 1. And yeah, I like those in Battlefield 1, where it's pretty much multiple maps they strung together. Just fucking like, oh, you're trying. It's like an attacking team, a defending team, the operations. Like, I like that shit. It's going to do, like, bigger, more, like, elaborate fucking ones of those. It's fucking cool. You know what I mean? Yeah, the only thing that stood out as garbage in the what they're talking about for Battlefield V or 5, that I didn't like. They're talking about the single player, talking about the, they're still going to do, like, the war stories, which they did in the last one, too. It's just, like, little, like, couple-hour-long missions that with different, like, protagonists you take control of for each one. They're fucking stupid as shit, and fucking Battlefield 1, I hated them. You know what I mean? It's funny that it's going to do more of them, but whatever, dude, that sucks. But whatever. If I play that, I'll be done with it in, like, 5 hours, who gives a shit? And then there were Origin Access Premiere, which... I don't know. They're talking about, again, it's fucking shitty notes I wrote. So, but just sounds like a bunch of garbage is what it is, pretty much. Yeah, they talked about Madden on PC, which is, all right. I mean, again, fucking, I haven't played a fucking Madden game in fucking, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. It was like, it's on PC. It's fucking part of whatever, Origin Access or whatever. I can get it for 10% off. I don't know. Maybe I'll pick it up. It's been forever since Madden was on PC. So yeah, they're talking about this Origin Access Premiere thing. Then they're talking about the joys of subscriptions. Like, oh, everybody loves having fucking subscriptions. What a fucking asshole. Looks like fuck. It's gonna be like Xbox Game Pass type service where, you know, he's like, oh, you can stream games and shit. You have to pay for it. I don't know, dude. I hate having fucking subscriptions. Fuck subscriptions. I'd rather just pick out what I want and just, you know, pay for it. What I want to pay. What it's like. What are you charging for? And if I feel like it's, you know what I mean. If I feel like it's worth it, I'll pay you. Not just fucking like, I don't know, give me like $10 a month and like, I don't know, maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. What we put out. Yeah, they talked to talking about Respawn Star Wars game called Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah, they're just talking about like vague bullshit about it, but they're interviewing Vince Zampella. He's a good dude, and I like him. You know, he's a fucking guy from Titanfall and the old Call of Duty. He's fucking, yeah, again, they killed it with fucking Titanfall 2's campaign, so they probably make a good Star Wars game, I'd imagine, hopefully. I talked a little bit about Battlefront 2, whatever. I fucking, that game was such garbage. I fucking hated that game. Some game called Sea of Solitude. And when they announced it, and they're showing just like a boat in the fucking, in the water. I'm like, what is this fucking Sea of Thieves? Is this fucking Smashing Pumpkins? But yeah, it's just some fucking art fag fucking indie game. I don't know, whatever. It didn't look too interesting. Yeah, a lot of esports talk, and esports is still pretty fucking retarded. And then I don't know why the fuck they were showing two people playing a fucking mobile game for like 10 minutes, and you know, making a big deal about it, like fucking like, oh, it's a fucking mobile like tapping strategy game or some shit. It's fucking like, I don't know, man. Jesus Christ. And it was fucking Command and Conquer too. it's like, man, if they made a real Command and Conquer game, like that'd be fucking nice. But it's like, oh no, this new one is on fucking mobile and dumb. I don't know. I showed some Anthem, which is using a lot of buzzwords and fucking still just looks a lot like Destiny. Hopefully it's better than Destiny. It's just I wasn't too impressed with it. And just my last note for EA is goddamn, the host is dull. She was pretty fucking bad. All right, then moving on to Bethesda's conference. At least they made it clear at the beginning that these games are as diverse as the people who make them. So that's always good. Rage 2. Fucking, they had Andrew W.K. come out. And, yeah, that guy's a fucking goofy motherfucker. nothing to do with the game. I think he was just playing a fucking full song. Like, I don't think it had anything to do with the game. Like, they weren't even like showing gameplay. I don't think it, like, on any of these screens. It was just like, I don't know. He's Andrew WK. He's playing a fucking song, which I thought was fucking hilarious. Because the chorus of the game was fucking, get ready to kill, get ready to die, and then fucking, you know, and it was just, it wasn't like a heavy song. It was just fucking, just like real Andrew WK, just stupid, like, you know what I mean. And they're showing like all the homos in the fucking audience. They all look fucking like horrified. They just like fucking stupid, like party fucking metal music. And they're all, it's probably like the heaviest thing that these fucking faggots have ever heard. And they're all just kind of like sitting there like stone faced. Or like, I saw some like black guy putting on like his headphones and his hood and just kind of like curling up into his fucking, into his seat. I thought it was funny. But yeah, Rage 2, they're showing, it looks cool as shit. It's very, very fucking Rage. Looks a little bit like Mad Max. I mean, it's the same studio who made fucking the Mad Max game is working on it. But yeah, looks awesome. Rage 2, fucking still pretty excited about that. Yeah, then fucking pretty nice surprise, Doom Eternal, which is, dude, fuck yeah. This is like an actual surprise. I hadn't fucking heard anything about a Doom sequel. But what they showed was just like a pre-rendered fucking teaser. It wasn't any gameplay, but fucking Doom motherfuckers. So, you know, more demons. They're talking about like hell on earth. You know what I mean? So, yeah, dude, that last Doom was fucking amazing. So, yeah, Quake Champions. I mean, I should care about Quake Champions, I think. But yeah, it's been fucking early access for years. But they're talking about like a free trial. Like if you download fucking Quake Champions now, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You can play it for free up until release date. So it's like a beta. I actually downloaded that. I'm probably going to check it out later. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it is. Talking about DLC for Prey. I mean, that game fucking ruled. I fucking loved Prey. Yeah, it's like I don't know if I'll find time to like play it again, you know what I mean, like put in Prey again and play the DLC they're putting out, but so good. It's still a good thing that game did all right, I guess. They're supporting it with DLC. New Wolfenstein called Wolfenstein Youngblood, which stars BJ's twin daughters, set in the 80s, and I don't know, it was a fucking shit trailer. And again, I fucking hated the last Wolfenstein. That game is such garbage and fucking just like this shit. I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I just no fucking faith that it's gonna be any good. Yeah, then they did a lot of Fallout 76 stuff, which the game looks fucking, I mean, just like graphically what they were showing, which who knows like how far along it is or whatever. But yeah, looks good. It is, as they were saying, it is entirely online, but you can also play solo. I mean, that's good. So they're calling it softcore survival. It's not an MMO. It just sounds more like co-op. Like, it's like, oh, you know, you can bring your friends or whatever to do shit. Or, you know, I think if you're playing solo, because it's always online, like, I don't think you have control over like who's in your server really, unless like you invite your friends or something like that. So, I'm assuming it's like, oh, if you play solo, you know, you might run into fucking other people and shit who can just fucking, you can just start fighting them or whatever. So I don't know, I'm still really not really sure exactly how it's going to work, but again, it's not a fucking, like, they're not going like full blown MMO. I think they were, you can have like 8 people or something per server, like 8 to 12 or some shit like that. Not sure. So, and I'm not so hot on like some of the goofy like multiplayer shit they do, where it's fucking like, oh, you know, if you take pictures with your friends and all these the emotes and shit you can fucking do, and that shit's kind of goofy, but yeah, whatever. It's fucking Fallout, of course I'm gonna fucking play it. It comes out November 14th of this year, so yeah, cool. I talked about some free fucking Elder Scrolls game called Blades, more like AIDS. It's fucking dumb. Starfield, some new IP they're doing. Is they showed like some little thing, not much to go on with that, just like a 1 minute trailer of some planet, and could be anything, I don't fucking know. then the Elder Scrolls 6 is coming, I guess. I don't know. They're saying, like, the Elder Scrolls 6 is coming after Starfield. But then they also said Starfield, they're like, this is a next-gen game. So I'm assuming that means, like, that's years away, probably, like, after fucking new fucking Xbox and PlayStation and shit come out. So, so I'm assuming Elder Scrolls 6 is still, like, fucking years away. They showed, like, a fucking, it's like, hey, here's a field and a castle, Elder Scrolls 6, you know what I mean? That's it. No fucking, that was Bethesda. Again, it's really fucking brief recaps. I mean, shit, I'm not much of a fucking preview fucking guy anyway, but, but we'll see. We still have fucking Microsoft, Sony, whatever the fuck Nintendo does, some PC gamer shit. That'll be next week, so we'll look forward to more detailed, hard-hitting analysis. In the meantime, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, I should probably write some new material there, but, you know, fucking half of this week is going to be fucking wasted watching shitty press conferences. So, email podcast@gruntfreepress.com. What did you guys think of E3? Or better yet, send me a recap of the last fucking, the ones I didn't watch, so I don't have to fucking actually suffer through them. That'd be nice. That's it. So, if anybody thought I was joking about being fucking overdramatic about trying to find a fucking therapist for my fucking crippling depression and fucking isolation last week. Check this out. Check out the email I got. So as I was looking for somebody, somebody fucking close to me to fucking go in for therapy, right? I filled out like a questionnaire online. I thought it was just like, I thought I was going to just like to fill this out and then they're going to suggest somebody for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll find the right match for you type of thing. Now they're asking my fucking, asking for my age, where I lived, like fucking, it's like, I don't want a scale of 1 to 10. Like, how much do you fucking like hate people, like that type of thing. It turns out like what I was filling out was actually like a form for like online therapy. Like, it's like, I don't know, talk to somebody online, like over Skype or fucking message him or some shit, something like that. I don't know. I never even thought of that, but so yeah, but check out the fucking, the email response that I got. I'll read it. So I filled this thing out of just fucking like, all right, it's like preliminary fucking questions and we'll get back to you with something. So fill it out and they send this back. Hello, we understand it takes a tremendous amount of courage to reach out and ask for help. Unfortunately, based on the answers given and when you signed up, we determined that online counseling may not be the best option for you. So yeah, I pretty much get a rejection letter. Just fucking like, hey, you know, you're too fucked up for us to do this. Like, sorry, man. You know what I mean? So I don't know about you. I just find that fucking hilarious. I mean, they're not wrong. And yeah, that's fucking what makes it funny. So anyway, I'm fucking absolute deicide. And yeah, I'm going to go play some games to fucking quiet down the voices in my head, I guess. And yeah, I suggest that you do the same. So later, bros.
I don't know, I was like riffing the last part there. One more request and then I'll end it. What's that?
Hallelujah!
Like the actual song? Okay. They were so passionate that I won't do the whole thing because it's not comedic. And I'll play it. Was that buddy? Oh, I don't remember the words, man. I write shit every day. I do 2 hours a day. So it's like, there's no way I can remember that or else. I'll give it a shot. Give it a shot. What's up? You got the lyrics? Get a little aggressive. I'll do at least a verse. I heard there was a secret court where journalists weren't allowed to report, but you don't really care for freedom, do you? It goes like this without the fifth. The gavel falls, and they cuff your wrist.
Guys, what's the next line?
They don't really care for freedom, do you?
Yeah. That's how they rule ya. How they rule. Bro, I can tell you death threats, don't ever do that ever again. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You know how many times a day people tell me they're gonna kill me at my shows? Don't ever do that again. Alright, here we go. I heard there was a secret court. Terrifying. And especially if you have a fucking beard. Muslim.
We got your back.
Jesus Christ. Alright. I heard there was a secret court where journalists weren't allowed to report, but you don't really care for freedom, do ya? It goes like this: without the fifth, the gavel falls and they cuff her wrists. It's not okay, but this is how they rule ya. 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 But Tommy has been here before. He's seen this room and he's walked this floor. Last time they tried to kill him, but he endured ya. They need their votes for the growing state and won't stop who their voters rape. And it's not okay that this is how they rule ya. 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 There was a time the press let me know who's really coming to your shores, but now they don't tell the story ever true, yeah. The state tries to say Tommy has racial hate, but really it's a fear of a caliphate. And the state says no, this is how we rule ya. How we rule ya. How we rule ya. Pedophiles are celebrated Tommy Robinson is incarcerated, but you never seem to care for children, do ya? The grooming gags move in on you, and the kids look to you for truth. Please don't say, baby, this is how they rule ya. How they rule ya. How they rule ya. How they rule ya. How they rule. Adam Robinson. Yeah, man, I find that guy really inspiring, and I can't believe he got in prison for reporting on grooming gangs. And I just toured England. It's horrifying.
Free Tommy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so this is how we'll close the show. Thanks for listening to that. I never do serious, like, normal songs. So I was waiting for, like, punchlines. And I'm like, oh, I'm just reciting horror.